Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
99173.
Thank you. You said that was 99173?
Yes.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name, please?
I'm Deborah Wardall.
Thank you. And that'll be one moment as I do see if I can locate that for you.
I have a question for you. Who are you guys?
Well, I do apologize. However, I do work for a call center that services over 400 different companies, so I would have to have an account pulled up and verified before I would know which one you're calling in for.
Okay. It might be underneath my husband's name, John, J-O-N, Wardall, W-A-R-D-A-L-L.
Thank you. And so that I can see if I have located the correct account, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
Oh, I don't know what the hell it's for. Is it 3780 Highway 231 or else 3772 Highway 231, Springdale, Washington?
Thank you. Okay, what I am showing is that there would have been a welcome gift of a foot massager done for the shipping of $7.45, and it would have stated in the terms and conditions that by doing the welcoming gift, you would be agreeing to sign up for the Gadgets Club, where you pay $49.97 a month and receive a $25 gift card to each month to the Gadgets Club website.
To the Gadget Club?
Yes, it's a website where you go on to the site and get discounted gadgets, such as
okay.
the foot massager.
Yeah, we don't. We want to cancel this. What do we got to do to cancel it? Because every month they're taking $50 out of our charging on our credit card.
I can definitely get the account canceled for you to prevent all future charges effective immediately. And I do have a cancellation number available whenever you are ready.
Go ahead.
That is C as in Charlie, 258797230.
Okay. And so the question, you talk about this $25 gift card. We haven't received anything like that.
So the $125 gift card is added to your account on the Gadgets Club website.
Oh, that's how you get it.
Yes, it's automatically added to your account on the site.
And so how come we've never received anything, emails, nothing else, anywhere with this at all?
Yeah, we have no clue what the heck. We ordered this massage thing, and now we're getting all this. We're being charged continually. Who do we talk to about getting that our money back?
Well, if you'll give me a moment to see if there may be something I'd be able to do, since that is a valid charge, as you do have to agree to those terms and conditions when going through the order, and it does inform you of the charge in the terms and conditions. But if you will give me just one moment to see what I may be able to do for you.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Is it like in a fine print, you order something and then and anything you order online, then you don't realize that you're being set up for something monthly? And then you get no information about this credit that you get on this website. It really sounds like a scam.
Well, I do completely understand how you feel. However, it would not be a scam since you are advised of this in the terms and conditions. However, I am showing that what I would be able to do is I'd be able to apply my discount, which would allow me to issue a 35% refund on the latest charge.
Would you repeat that sentence that you just said?
No problem. So, yes, what I was saying is I'd be able to apply my discount, which would allow me to issue a 35% refund on the latest charge.
Okay. And then, so, okay, go ahead.
Yes, I was just going to say, if you'd give me a moment to get that processed for you.
Okay.
So if there's all this money in whatever this account thing is, how do you know anything about that, whatever?
That's what I said. She just says it's almost terms and conditions. And, of course, she's not the one that makes this. She's just an answering service for other companies.
I think you missed my point. My point is that I don't know anything about that account. So how do you know that you even have that account to even go to it? How do I get to this account that she's talking about? This was a free thing that came through ACE is how it was delivered. It is a bonus that you get from being, you know, with ACE, blah, 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 this, that, whatever else.
I really do want to thank you for your patience. I have gotten that 35% refunded for you, and you would see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. What were you saying? You got this is something from Ace Hardware that you got into?
Yeah, this was a bonus thing or something through Ace Hardware, whatever.
Okay, so how do you how are we ever supposed to know about this website and
so
where
yes,
was
when
that
you
information?
Do the, so yes, when you do the welcome gift, our terms and conditions are listed in 3 different places when going through the transaction for the welcome gift, including one of the places is when you place your card information. There's a box that says I'm 18 years of age. I've read and understood the terms and conditions, which state that by doing the welcome gift and paying the shipping and handling, I am agreeing to sign up for the Gadgets Club. It informs you of the website and the amount that would be paid each month.
Wow. Okay. Could you spell Gadgets? Could you give me the website so that we can look at? So he should have some credit there for him to but the only way, so will it turn out, can he use that since he's canceled this? Can he use what money's been put in there for him?
Yes, he should still be able to use that. However, if you'll give me just a moment to get the exact website, that way I make sure I do give you the correct information, it will take just 1 second.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Where'd you hear about this from Ace Hardware?
It was something that came to me online. It said Ace Hardware, something, you know, whatever it said. But that was here's a thing for being a loyal, how they send you the...
That funky gadget that came in the mail?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I really do want to thank you for your patience. That is taking me just 1 moment.
Okay. That's a complete scam.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
And that was a piece of shit.
Yeah. It never even began.
Didn't even work. And so it cost us $150. That's nuts. I doubt that it was from Ace Hardware.
Well, then that's false advertisement. There's no way they should be able to get away with it.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, and my supervisor did inform me that they would get an email sent over to you with the information for the website with a link for you to click. They would automatically log you into the site. It normally takes 24 to 48 hours for you to get that. However, they are getting that email sent over to you.
Okay, so the question I have is that who are you guys? What company are you? Because when this came to us, it was like it came from the local Ace Hardware store. And it was for this massage thing that didn't work, was worthless. So who are you guys?
Well, I do apologize for security purpose. I'm not allowed to give out the name of the call center, only the name of the company that you have an account with, as we are a third-party call center that services different online companies.
Okay, and so what is the name of the company?
Yes, the name of the company you have the account with is Gadgets Club.
And they're spelling that G-A-D-G-E-T?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. This, I mean, you don't have anything to do with this, and I'm not trying to give you a hard time, but this is terrible that we've been charged $150 on our credit card. That's a lot of money for nothing. That was terrible. Anyway. So what email address are they sending this to?
So yes, I'm showing the email address we have on file is ICANDOIT2@roadrunner.com.
Okay, all righty. Okay, so we should be seeing a credit on her credit card of 35% of the last monies they took from us. And so, and you canceled it as effective immediately.
Yes, the account has been completely canceled, so there wouldn't be any future charges.
And so, I guess I'm wanting to talk to someone to file a complaint. If you're a third party, it sounds to me like you're a call center that's working for some of these scams.
I completely understand how you feel. However, it would not be a scam since you are informed of the information in the terms and conditions when going through with the transaction.
Oh, wow. Well, they're saying they're with Ace Hardware and they can't be. So that's a scam. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, then we'll look for the email, and I appreciate your time and patience with me today.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else I could assist you with today?
Nope, there's nothing else you can or thank you.
You're very welcome. And I do want to thank you for calling customer service. And I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.